Stop. Yay with Lou. Clapping?
Jackson.
Can you your names?
Let's see.
And Licia.
Perfect.
Wow.
Woo.
And Licia.
Yeah.
We are missing Kevin today, but that's okay.
He died.
Yep.
Lucy. God.
Yep. So.
So let's get down to it.
Yeah, I wrote some questions down.
Okay.
In my notes app.
Large robot. I'm going to destroy you all. Fear for your lives. I will kill you.
This is never gonna work.
Because Kevin's the one that. Okay, fine. Let me start.
There we go. Okay. I got it.
Okay, the first question's kind of dumb. What's your favorite word? Let's all say it on three. Ready? Let's all say it on three.
Sorry,
ready?
I can't.
Ready? I don't
favorite word?
I
gotta think about this.
Ready? On three. Okay.
Wait, did we intro the show?
Yes, yeah. We did.
Okay.
This is ready? On three. You're going to say your favorite
word. I gotta think.
Ready?
Hold on.
Okay. You have five.
Who has a favorite word?
Me.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Three.
One, two, three.
Burp.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Okay. One, two, three. Belligerent.
Why is that your favorite word?
I don't know.
Sorry, I don't have an answer.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know.
I don't have a favorite word. That's your first question. That's your big first question that you wanted to ask
it
us.
It wasn't that important. Okay, I have another one. Okay. What is one of the biggest realizations you had when you got to college?
That everyone's gay.
Everyone's super annoying.
Then you're not going to be friends with everyone you meet?
No.
That was yours?
That was mine. I'm sorry.
I thought you were making conversation.
No, I meant to just answer the question.
I realized long before college that everyone's stupid. Is that what you said? Right? Where everyone sucks? Something like that?
Yeah. Kind of. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Do you think the death penalty is ethical?
No.
No, why?
Death penalty is ethical.
Because... it's unethical because...
Okay. I think the death penalty is ethical. I think a life for a life.
Well, it's not always murderers, right?
I think it's unethical because, a lot of times people go... the people who actually do horrible stuff oftentimes don't even end up getting the death penalty. So it's kind of And also, a lot of times, people are falsely accused of shit. And they end up being on the death penalty.
Okay, fine.
What if it's a guarantee? So everyone that's on the death penalty it's guaranteed they did it.
Yeah.
Does that change it?
Yeah, but also then I don't know. Cause you guys are kids.
Sorry.
I guess. I'm for it because, I think, serial killers or serial, horrible, they should die.
I feel like there's, people that would rather, I feel like I would rather die than be in prison for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's why I feel like...
I'd make prison my...
If I had to, I would probably, first start off by, maybe a little bit of... and then, I don't know, maybe if I was really feeling bold...
Oh my God.
That's just my opinion though.
I saw this guy on TikTok in prison and he said he eats noodles and fights all day.
Should bullying.
Is bullying ethical? Yes.
No. Yes, because I was also bullied recently. Well, actually, it was a couple months ago. I looked up the definition of bully and I was like, that's 100% me. That is
So it makes it ethical because you do it?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of a hater of a person. I kind of like being a hater all the time, though.
I know. It's great.
Can you stop doing the sound effects?
I love being a hater.
Maybe you should relax.
No, I love being a hater because it's
me or Lucy?
Jackson.
I have to relax?
Yeah. It's just, you can hate about anything. It really
doesn't
matter.
That's what I'm saying. Especially because, often it's, not even, I'm making fun of one person, but specifically. It's just, the whole
everything. See, you're saying that you're a bully, but I don't think you are because it's not like you're targeting one person. It's just kind of like you're a hater.
I've been real mad on the roads recently. Real angry.
Pull the gun out of the side.
I thought I was gonna get shot the other day. I'm not gonna lie.
What happened?
I accidentally cut off a guy,
right? Oh, my God. Oh.
Accidentally, I promise.
In California?
And then we both get on the freeway, and he cuts me off on the freeway, yeah. Right? So, you know, obviously, I'm pissed, and I start yelling at the guy, even though he can't hear me. Uh-huh. Right? You know, I'm like, you know, basically. And, like I'm throwing my hands up, so he can see, probably. And, you know, of course I follow him. I don't go out of my way to follow him, but I'm, like, you know, tailing him, kind of.
Yeah.
To, you know, flip him off or something for some reason. Something that's not going to change the situation at all.
You're like, I almost got shot. And then you're like, yeah, so I was following this guy after yelling at yourself.
Just finish. That's Let me finish the story.
That's kind of like a...
Let me finish the story.
You have, like...
Let me finish the story.
You kind of are a...
Can I finish or no?
Yeah, go for it.
I wasn't right up his ass. I understand. I'm proud of the road rage. That's why I'm telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Not up his ass. I'm just like, I can see where he is. Mm-hmm. And we get off at the same exit. And like, I'm in the right lane. He's in the middle. I was a little further up ahead than he was. I'm demonstrating with my hands right now for the
listeners.
I was going to say, like, if we had like a video version, but we don't.
No, or if we can get cameras. Video. Look, there's a camera right there.
Or if we had any listeners, guys.
I don't need that right now.
Yeah. If we release any episodes, maybe we would.
Or if these episodes were good.
But I saw him reaching in, and I thought he was going to shoot me, but I don't know. Maybe.
So it was just like
not.
A fear. Maybe he thought it wasn't about really it. Like, you didn't actually see a gun. There was an actual threat.
No, but on
the guy
one
seemed
hand,
angry, though.
What if he was like, yo, this is about to be like the guy again? And then he's like, nah, not today.
You think, right, maybe.
Like, maybe he did have a gun in there.
He very likely could have. He had, like, tinted windows, so I could barely see in.
You survived, Jackson, honestly. It wasn't almost. You survived that entire
I think fashion. You're making yourself a victim of a story that doesn't need to have one.
I mean, come on. Let's give it up, right? I'm alive. I'm here today, guys. I'm here with you. No, but, it was totally my fault. But he didn't have to cut me off again. He didn't have to cut me off.
You didn't have to get angry at him and cut him off again. Honestly, when people,
I didn't cut him off a second
when
time.
When people cut me off, I just honk at them really loudly or I speed around them.
Well, he was escalating, though.
Because he sped around me. He's technically, he started it. I didn't mean to cut him off.
Like, flip him off, honk, ignore it.
I was mad, man.
What's your advice? How to get over
rage? I just cry whenever I get overwhelmed.
What?
In the car. I don't get mad. I just like get like teary.
Really? I feel bad because sometimes I'll be driving with people and I'll get mad at other cars and I feel like they're just like fully judging me.
I mean, I don't get scared because my dad has like the worst road rage ever.
My dad's really? Is awful. Yeah.
My dad's and my grandma's like are the same, obviously, because father, like, or mother, like father.
What?
Mother and son thing, but like it's just funny because now I have that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But my grandma, she doesn't use cuss words. She'll be like jack-o'-lantern and like random cuss words because she's been doing this since she was like we were kids. She can't like cuss.
Yeah,
now she does. Or she'll get mad at me when I'm driving and I get mad at other cars, even though I'm like, you literally taught me how to drive. Like, dude, this is, it's rooted from you.
My dad,
where were we? Road rage.
Did you guys watch the halftime show?
No.
I did. I love Rihanna.
You didn't watch Rihanna?
And I wish I was a marshmallow.
I saw she said she was pregnant.
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I don't know.
Honestly, it was the same thing for like 12 minutes straight, but I wish
it
was
so good.
I wish I was one of those marshmallow dancers.
Do you not like Rihanna?
I like her. I saw like conspiracy theorists saying she was in the Illuminati.
Because she was flashing the Illuminati sign.
Wait, I'm curious.
Hold on. Do you know the song? Bluetooth.
Dude. We don't own the rights to
this
music.
Yeah, we're not allowed to put this in. So I think we only get like 15 seconds.
That was good. You guys guess the song.
That was less.
Should we play a game? Mm. You have to play the first like 15 seconds of a song. We have to guess the name and artist.
You're going to make me fall asleep.
No.
Yeah.
Would you rather be able to fly or teleport, but only to toilets that you have used?
I think toilets, like teleport, because
toilets. Because
I've been to France, England, and Italy, and there's cool toilets there. So I'd probably teleport there, and then spend my time in like Italy a little bit, then teleport to like my home toilet, or like to one in San Diego. Wait, okay. If I teleport to the toilet, am I teleporting into the bathroom, or like into the stall?
Bathroom.
Okay. Good.
Wait, no. No, like the toilet.
That'd be really awkward if I like.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta worry about that.
I don't actually mind. Wait, what was the other option?
Fly.
Oh. Can I fly to another country?
Yeah.
But okay, then I'd rather fly.
You're not flying super fast.
I
wouldn't fly.
I would just teleport to different bathrooms. Like, if I run into someone, like, oh, well.
I'm so sorry I'm in your toilet. I think they'd be more confused how I got there.
Yeah, because you would just appear. I mean, I doubt the biggest thing on their mind is like, oh my god, this person's here to be like on the
toilet. Yeah, that's true.
I think they're more occupied with someone just appeared in this bathroom.
Yeah, you could teleport to each class. You know, you can take each bathroom of the classes you have and just teleport right there if you want, you know?
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
I hate walking. I'm so lazy sometimes.
Teleport home.
You go on a
teleport
whole trip.
On any vacation, yeah. Yeah.
But it's only vacations you've been on before, technically.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Wolfie, but what if I've been on a cruise ship and that cruise ship is going other places?
Would you drop right in the middle of the ocean?
No, or would I teleport to the cruise ship?
To the cruise ship. That's where the toilet is.
So if the cruise ship's in, like, Bahamas, storage. I can...
Sure.
I can teleport to the Bahamas. I'll just track the cruise ship and then I'll go wherever it goes.
Honestly, that's great.
Thank you.
If you had, like, mind control, would you use it?
Yeah, on all of you.
No, I would never...
I would 100% use it. That'd be so fun.
I would...
I would only use it on people I don't know.
I would use it on teachers?
On, like, what would they do, though, if you don't know them?
Just hear their weird thoughts. Everyone lies.
I lie all the time.
No, yeah, I think
it's starting to become
a problem a little bit.
No, it's no Why? Problem. Don't worry.
What are you lying about?
Don't tell yourself
that. I don't know,
that.
Because it's... Okay. It's I'm lying, but I'm never lying about anything, like, actually serious or actually important. It's like, if I'm... telling a story, sometimes I'll just think of something that will like add to the story.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
so
that.
I just lie about and say it that. So and so like events have happened that have never really happened, but I'm like, oh, well.
Sometimes if like I'm having a conversation with someone and they misinterpret what I said, but like if I go back it'll take too long to explain.
I love doing that.
I'll just go along with it. They'll be like, you've been there, and I'm like, yeah, totally, like that's it's a harmless lie.
Like, yeah, I've been to Chicago.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. really cold there.
I mean, it's boring too.
It was all right.
What would you do if your best friend slept with your ex?
That would really hurt my feelings, I think.
Yeah, same. What would I do? I would kill them both, probably. No, I'd just kill my best friend.
I kind of just laugh at them. I'd be like, you're
the ex
lost.
Is not my problem anymore.
I would kill
anymore.
Myself. Oh. Just to prove it to them. Like, what you did.
True. Say it's blame it all on them.
I would like I would plan it, be like, stand at these two corners of this building and then jump at that corner right in the middle.
Damn.
Between the two of them. What if you yep. land on one of them?
Bro, even better.
Yeah.
More trauma.
For them.
Because how could you do that? Like, I don't get, like, they always show it in like movies and it happens like all the time in real life, but people just date their
I could never
it makes
people's
no sense.
Exes, and I feel like it's such an uncomfortable
never,
position.
No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad like me and my friends have different types. Like, I could not.
Even if I have the same type, then, like, come on.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying, like, oh, if they're the same type, yeah, I'd do that. But I'm just saying in general, like,
okay. Like, I'm
there's
thinking
no
my
way.
Friend's exes, and, like, I would never, like, no. I don't even, I would never feel, like, an ounce of, like, oh, maybe. Like, no.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
No.
What are the levels? How many levels of hell are there? Like, 7 or something?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was levels of hell.
Yeah, like it gets worse and worse as you go down, right? What's the first? What would the first level be? So the least worst level of hell, what would it be, and how? Why would you? Oh. Why would you go there?
What do you mean? Why would I go there?
Like, what is? What did you do on Earth to deserve only
cheated.
The first level of hell?
Cheated.
Okay, first level of hell for cheating. But what do you have to endure for the eternity?
I feel like this would be a good Kevin question. He'd think of something, like, wrong to say.
Yeah.
I know one of the deaths is, like, being picked at by birds.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think I would, like, tar.
I would want that if someone
I think
cheated
the cheaters would get tar and feathered.
Oof, that's really brutal, dude.
That's crazy. We used to do that to people, though. Like, that's why we
that's
have a
insane.
Thing about cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
We're like, whatever, man.
I can't imagine what it was like back then. Like, I'm kind of curious sometimes about the things I don't talk about.
Until it's tar and feathered.
Wait, can we just take a quick break for our sponsors? Here's their jingle.
What would we even get a sponsor
from? Oh. OG's
from
Pizza.
Elf Bar Nation.
Wings and things.
This beat is fire.
Yo, SoCal Chicken.
Should we start like freestyling? SoCal Chicken, yeah. This is only halfway through.
SoCal Chicken has the best buffalo chicken fries you'll ever have.
Go check them out. And SoCal, if you're listening, we love you.
Do they have other
stores? You can try their TJ fries. Yeah. Yay, buffalo fries.
Check them out. They're the best.
Thank you.
All right, we're back, guys.
That felt so professional.
Yo, we got to put that in.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
Okay.
Have we talked
about this? Come on. I have good questions.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
It makes me want to throw up. Like, I don't know.
Why would you want to talk about that?
Because that's like super funny and stupid.
If you were traveling in time, would you rather be able to choose your societal standing and not the time period? Or choose the time period and not your societal standing?
Choose the societal
standing. All of these sound like horrible for me.
I would rather choose this.
Both?
To be honest.
But okay, could you imagine if you were like the queen, but in like the 1800s in England?
Girl, in England, I'm black. Like,
yeah, but you're the queen.
Well, wouldn't that mean history would be really messed up?
No. Yeah, you'd fix it.
Imagine I save the world from like...
What? I don't know. From what?
I don't know.
I'd just be rich in every life.
Yeah, societal. I'd be top of the class every single time.
Yeah, I'd run everyone.
Which is like maybe...
I think it'd be fun.
When I get bored, I go to like middle class. for a day.
Like, I guess so.
Lower class for a week just to try it out.
I would hate that.
Have you guys ever had Shamrock Shakes from McDonald's?
I love Shamrock Shakes. I will always get them around St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think they're coming out soon.
What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day? Because I have big plans.
What are your big plans?
I don't know.
I don't even know what day it is.
For the Irish?
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting drunk for the Irish.
I'm Irish. Yeah, me too. The 17th.
I'm supposed to go to a concert, but I don't know if I can make it. But it's for Flogging Molly, which is like...
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I love them.
Hmm. Are you FaceTiming someone right now?
Yeah, Kevin. I need someone with good questions.
Oh, better be Kevin. Live
every day twice. So there's day A and day B. When midnight strikes, day rewinds, you restart, you retain all the knowledge, and you're the only one that knows the day has restarted. Got it?
Yeah.
And so you can choose to do things differently with you being the only one that knows what happened and stuff.
Hold on, Kev.
At the end of day B, you get to choose which day was real.
Which day was real?
Oh, okay, that's cool.
What? Wait, put it back to the mic. you get to choose which day you want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that would be a long life.
Yeah.
That would get tiring for sure.
I would totally do that, though.
I would not choose that. Wait, are we saying we have to do this?
It's like, what would you do with the ability?
What?
Also, I fucking blacked out last night as well. So that's a story for another time.
I swear to God, is that why you missed the entire day today?
No, I'm legit sick.
Okay,
right. I am sick.
Anyways, to your question, sounds like a miserable life.
No, I think it sounds fun because, like, say you mess up really badly one day and then you have to repeat the day, bro. And you just fix it.
I would just do what I would say whatever the hell I wanted.
I'd be like, I'm done one day and then cool on the
If you
I
died, you like, died both.
Could you keep living?
Right? Can you?
Yeah, so you can't. So you can only die. So like, say you die on day A, it'll restart and day B will start.
So you can kill yourself.
If you die on day B, you're dead.
Oh. I would just have to kill myself twice.
Right, if you want it. Yeah, that would suck.
No, but maybe you could test out the probability.
You already know the pain of it and everything.
Yeah, no.
Well, because
pick a different way to die.
Maybe I try out different ways.
No, I'd be excited because then I could be like, I don't know, I could like confess something to someone, find out how they feel on the next day.
But then like...
That's perfect. Kind of a good idea. I didn't think about that.
But then like... That's so weird. You wouldn't like that eventually.
Come on.
This is like classic, like it sounds good, but it's not actually good.
Well, okay, dude, I'm not like, imagine live it.
Then it's not life. That's not life. You can't live like that.
Imagine something.
The point
crazy
of life
though,
is you don't know what's gonna happen next.
No, but like imagine you get like mugged and like killed. And the day just starts over the next day.
That's your life. That's
crazy. Now you know which
fate is choosing to kill you. That's it.
Oh, no. God. But that's the whole point.
No,
that's
life. You don't know. There's no two versions of life.
So, like, in the mugging situation,
why are you so passionate about
it? You don't have to go down that alley and get mugged.
Yeah, exactly. You would avoid death.
Or you can just accept your death.
Wait, so Jackson, if you got killed, in day A, day yeah. B, you would choose.
No, I would. Yes. I'd kill myself on the first day of knowledge of this. I'd kill myself. No, if I was forced to do this, I wouldn't kill myself. But like, it sounds terrible.
No, I love it. I think it's a great idea.
I agree. I think I would just grow really depressed and have to end it all.
Like, what's the fun?
Yes, but you get twice the chance to enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Like, cool. On one day, I go to...
That's a good point.
I don't know. I fly to Italy. I decide I don't want to be in Italy. The next day when we restart, I'm actually going to fly somewhere else.
So you don't spend that money, actually?
The day restarted, I bought the ticket the same day. It's just hypothetical.
You have to work.
Working like double.
Honestly, that'd be so fun because at my job over summer, I just want to see how badly I could mess up to get fired and then just not do it the next day.
Or like lottery numbers and shit.
Oh, that'd be a good one. You can know I'd do that because then I'm rich. Don't need to work anymore. That would be the first thing I do.
You wouldn't even be able to
know the lottery numbers because it's not like you know the future.
I'll rob them. Find out the lottery numbers, and then the next day I won't have robbed them, so I'll be like, I want blah blah blah.
Oh, you just you go throughout your day. When they call the numbers, you record it, and then you reset it. It resets at midnight, and then you just buy them in the morning, and then you win that night.
Duh,
dude! Imagine you end up like going to jail.
How?
That would be horrible.
How?
Hey, Jackson.
Well, I guess you could just always avoid it.
What up, Kevin?
We're saying bye, Kevin. Bye. Goodbye, Kevin. Goodbye.
What is this?
Goodbye. Text me good questions.
Kev Bobies.
Yes, text me good questions, please. And Kevin is gone.
Just like that. And now a word from our sponsor. Welcome to Grebo's Grease House. Come on down. We got hot dogs. We got hamburgers. Pulled pork sandwiches. We got ribs.
Hot dogs.
You know we have those corn dogs. Grease balls. Grisbo's grease balls. We have all the grease needs. Nachos. Chili. Chili cheese fries. Bacon cheeseburger. Come on down. Grisby's grease ball house. Why is no one else talking about Grisby's grease ball? Get all your greasy needs. Bacon. Bacon on bacon on bacon. Thank you. Grisby's grease ball house. All right, hey guys, welcome back.
Have you guys heard of ghost kitchens?
What is it?
Ghost kitchens.
No, what's that?
On like DoorDash, there'll be like different restaurants, but they're actually run by like Chili's or
what?
Yes.
Are you serious right now?
Is that
okay? Like Thrill Cheese is like a sandwich place. Grilled Cheese is a sandwich place, but it's actually run by I think like IHOP.
What the hell?
So it's like IHOP put a restaurant there, but it's literally IHOP. And also, I bought food from there because I was an idiot and I didn't realize it was like a fake restaurant or whatever. And I broke out. Got a lot of acne after that.
Oh, gosh.
There's like Super Mega Dilla or something, which I think is also IHOP.
Wait, what's the one you bought from?
Thrilled Cheese.
Thrilled Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was supporting a local restaurant, but no.
Totally. I'm done. I think I'm done, guys.
You done with the podcast?
It's kind of, you know, not really going anywhere.
This is the episode where Jackson resigns from the podcast.
Oh, wait.
Is that Kevin?
Would you rather have to jump down a 10-foot flight of stairs once a month for 5 years?
10-foot?
Your hospital bills are paid for. Should you get injured? Or have to complete a doctorate's degree in theatrical physics.
No. I already choose
with
the first option.
With everything paid for within 10 years or else, never be able to talk and can only communicate through sign language or through writing.
No.
That was a lot.
I'm sorry. I would rather jump down some stairs.
10-foot flight of stairs? That's not that far.
Yeah, you break your ankles, but like they have people on the scene.
Every month, though.
Exactly. And all the bills are paid for, so like people are there immediately to help. Everything's paid for, whatever.
10 feet is like what? Maybe a little higher than this? You might not break a bone every time.
No. What if you get awesome at parkour and you just roll every time.
You'll find a way to break your fall eventually.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't just jump stupidly every single time and break your bones.
Because also, in between that month of waiting to do it again.
Because who wants to get a doctorate? Not me.
And not talk to people in sign language and what?
Theatrical.
I want to be a doctor. I want
to
be a
talk to anybody? Why would you do that to yourself? Maybe if you're already like that, then maybe, yeah, but like.
What's your ideal job, Jackson?
Stay-at-home dad.
Okay. What's your ideal job, Lucy?
I want to be paid to travel.
Should I turn this up a little bit?
Paid to travel. That's fun.
And get all, I just, yeah.
Well, anyways.
Now a word from our sponsor. Oh, my God.
I hate these headphones.
I can't believe you canceled.
Come on. Sponsor time. Head on down to your local Aztec market and take up a new Celsius.
Get some caffeine.
Head to the Habit.
Yerba Mate. Where this is the Aztec market. Aztec market.
Aztec market.
They have bagels. They have apples. If you go to the one in the Student Union, they have a place that sells smoothies. Shake Shack. Thank you. They have a Shake Smart.
Shake Smart.
You can get a smoothie. You can get a bowl.
You can get whatever you want.
You know what? Check out the cold section. It's pretty good. All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Man, we really got a lot of sponsors. This podcast is blowing up. We really are raking in the money.
What's your guys' favorite sponsor that we have? Mine's the Greaseball place.
Thrilled cheese.
I kind of like Aztec Market.
Aztec Market is good.
Why did I order from that place? Such an idiot thing to do.
Do you think other people would think we're funny? Or do you think it's just us?
Yeah, people would think we're funny. This is a funny the podcast we've been doing, I think.
Yeah. Danny DeVito is really funny.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Bro.
I don't think you've seen him in action.
You know? I haven't seen him in person.
You have?
The Newark airport.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You took a picture
of him? I was so young. Newark?
Yes, you remember that one?
How did it go down? What happened?
He just walked right by us. No. I was too young to understand. But I understood, but...
I can't hear anything you're saying.
I understood that I was a famous person. I probably understood later... Stop. I understood later in life that it was him.
That's so cool. Well, why don't you think he's funny, Lou?
See? I was joking. I do think he's funny. I think he's hilarious.
You always back out on your word. Jackson? You want to talk one more time before we go?
Can we get one more sponsor in here, please?
Let's go legit, guys. Let's go legit.
No, I'm saying we should blow up.
We should. Let's just F around and blow up. All right. Well, this has been a good show, guys.
This has been Head Empty Intrusive Thoughts.
Oh.
Featuring Licia.
Jackson.
Lou.
And good night.
Kevin next week.
Good night. Goodbye.
Good night.
Okay, all of you.